Hi, everybody. I'm Dwayne.
And I'm Jesse.
Welcome to the Life and Blended podcast.
Or the Lab podcast.
Yeah. And this is episode 0. In this episode, we want to tell you a little bit about the podcast and also a little bit about us. Mm-hmm. So why Life and Blended? I'll talk about the life part. We really believe that life is one big experiment where you're really learning about what works and what doesn't. And what we hope to do is just to share our own experiences and also have a variety of unique guests to offer their perspectives on life as well.
Right. And the blended part is because, of course, we are a blended family with 4 children. And we're going to talk about all the experiences we have in that. And like, that's just one big ball of
life.
Right. It's just a mix of all these different things, right? When you're thinking of being a step parent, dealing with your kids, the siblings getting along, dealing with the ex-partner, right? The parent, if the parent is still in the child's life.
Right.
Just a lot of different things to do with that we're going to discuss. And our main focus is, of course, to speak about what we're going through and what we're learning and being as real and honest and transparent as possible. That's one thing that we made a commitment that if we were going to do this, we were going to be completely honest and transparent.
So. Right. So we're expecting to have some very uncomfortable conversations, some very real and genuine conversations as well, and offering our lens as parents, as a married couple, and also as a blended family, because it's definitely not easy. 50% of families in the U.S. are blended or remarried or recoupled. And there's about 1,300 new blended families forming each day.
Right.
So this is more relevant than ever.
Right. So hopefully our experiences can speak to someone out there. Just to give a little bit of background about ourselves, right? We've known each other since we were about like 14 or 13, right?
Right.
We met at like youth group.
Yeah, yeah. We were friends all the way up into our early 20s. Then we lost touch. We still said the occasional happy birthday or hey, how are you on Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost touch for several years and led our own lives. I got married. I had a child. During that time, I also got divorced. And it was one of the most difficult things I ever dealt with. Going from seeing your child 100% of the time to 50% of the time is a shock. And it's very difficult to navigate through.
You got through it, though,
right? I did.
Yeah, for me, during that time, I met the father of my children, and we were together, and then we just split. Things didn't work out, and I was just being a single mom, which was actually, I know that there's a lot of single moms out there, and they can relate to just how hard that can be. And we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, yeah. And to make a long story short, we reconnected after 8 years of really not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married.
Wasn't like that fast, but you know, we're giving you the short
answer. Right.
It wasn't like, hey, nice to see you again. You know,
let's get married. No, it wasn't like that at all. But as you heard us say, I have a son. Jesse has a son and a daughter. And together we have a son as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's our mini journey that we explored, that we're exploring. And I'd say some of the things that impacted me growing up. So my father left when I was 5 years old. And I remember growing up and seeing all of the ways that I didn't want to be a father if I had the opportunity to be that. And that's what really influenced me as a young man, especially when I became a father. And later my mother remarried and we actually had a blended family ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I had an opportunity to really see that from both ends and really understand what that meant.
Yeah, and for me, I grew up in what they call now a nuclear family. My parents have been married for, I think, 31 years. And I learned a lot from their relationship and what a marriage was. They put God first in their marriage always. And just looking at them really shaped what type of marriage I wanted. And we're going to talk about it as well later on. But just how it kind of affected my view on marriage and seeing the culture of marriage as an adult seeing how people treated marriage, and it was not what I saw at my in my home. So I figured it just didn't exist anymore.
Right.
So I kind of gave up on wanting to be married because I thought that I couldn't find that partner that had the same values. I thought everyone just didn't respect or had a different idea of what marriage was.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I remember when we first got together, you were saying that marriage, you just really didn't even think about it, or that wasn't even part of your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, being married before, I've spoken to a bunch of people, and they look at me and they were like, well, you want to get married again? If I went through the different things you went through or dealt with, I'd never want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of what I've been through, my vision and my viewpoint of marriage never changed. And it was great to how our paths intersected, our perspectives intersected as well. And it brought us to where we're at today.
So, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to sharing a bunch of things that we've dealt with and what we're dealing with as well. Blending a family, forming a family, and just experiencing life as well. One of the things that, like Jesse said, we really want to just be real and just genuine. And what we're hoping to do is by sharing our own experiences and allowing others to join us and share their experiences. We really hope that for some it may be confirmation. For others it may just be like, wow, I'm not the only person going through this.
Right.
And it's one thing to have the knowledge and to study stuff and be able to speak about it, and it's another thing to actually experience it.
Right.
And what you experience is valid, and you are an expert in your own experiences.
Right.
And we're hoping to bring our experiences to this podcast.
So if you guys have any questions, shoot us a message through our page on Instagram, which is Life and Blended, or you can send us an email at info@lifeandblended.com, and we'll discuss those topics and answer any questions you guys may have.
You can also follow us on Twitter @LifeAndBlended and our Facebook page @LifeAndBlended as well.
Right. So stay tuned for episode 1.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Take care.